It is April 6, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today we have the JLN Industry Leader video from FIA Boca featuring Paul Quisenza, CEO of Nodal Exchange. Nodal Exchange put out a press release yesterday announcing a new record, achieving the second highest quarterly power trading ever in the first quarter of 2023. In the first quarter of 2023, Nodal saw three of its five highest volume months ever in power futures trading, including a record January. Trading Technology shared on LinkedIn that Acuity.io today published a white paper, Changing Approaches to Crypto Trading Technology, in partnership with TT. The study indicates that crypto derivatives market participants will increase their use of third-party trading technology systems and move away from in-house systems. According to the study's findings, this shift is being driven in part by the challenges firms have experienced building trading execution, risk management, and market data tools in-house. You can read the press release with a link in today's newsletter and download the study from Acuity, also with a link in today's newsletter. FIA Futures Hall of Fame member Jim Olaf is featured by FIA in LinkedIn today with a presentation of his full-length video interview edited by John Lothian Productions. Gillian Tett, the chair of FT's editorial board and U.S. editor-at-large, has written a column titled, What I Learned from Three Banking Crises. The subheadline is, Gillian Tett has had a ringside view of a quarter century of financial crashes. What can each teach us, and will technology change the game? The Financial Times reports that hedge funds made $7 billion from betting against banks during turmoil, and that the short sellers, March Hall, was their largest from the banking sector since 2008. Do you want to learn about the Russell 2000 covered call, a strategy for finding yield in volatile times? You can join some experts from Cboe Global Markets, Global X ETFs, and FTSE Russell on April 12, 2023 at 12 p.m. Central Daylight Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to do just that. You can register now with a link in today's newsletter. The Global Association of Risk Professionals, or GARP, Chicago chapter's spring event is here and features a fireside chat with Stephen Skarden, Chief Risk Officer, CRO, for the City of Chicago, and Carrie Lynn, GARP's Chicago Regional Director and President of CJL Risk Enterprises. The spring event is on April 25th, 2023, from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. CDT and held at 11 South LaSalle Street, Chicago, Illinois, U.S. 60603, the Residence Inn by Marriott, Chicago downtown. For more information and to register, go to a link in today's newsletter. Google CEO Sundar Pichai says that the Google search function will include chat AI. Great, now people will look me up on Google and I will be dead. The son of assassinated Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has decided to challenge President Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination for president. There was a time when this would have been a bigger challenge for Biden, but Kennedy is a vaccine skeptic who has been rubbing elbows with fringe elements of the MAGA group, the Wall Street Journal reports. Kennedy is also an environmental lawyer who has fought for many good causes over the years, but his recent anti-vaccine work has even turned off family members. I'm an admirer of his father, and he is one of several Roberts that my son Robert is named for, not so much the junior. Looking for something to keep your mind active? Stanford is offering 15 classes for free. 15 of the best Stanford University courses you can take online for free. The link is in today's newsletter. Miami International Holdings today reported March 2023 trading results for its U.S. exchange subsidiaries, MIAX, MIAX Pearl, and MIAX Emerald. Total multi-listed monthly volume for MIAX Exchange Group reached a record 161.3 million contracts, a 32.5 year-over-year increase, and representing a monthly market share of 16.7%, a 21.8% increase year-over-year. Read about it with the link in today's newsletter. At the Minneapolis Grain Exchange, Spikes Futures set an open interest record of 764 contracts on March 24, 2023. Additional MGX volume is available with the link in today's newsletter. Strategies towards reaching zero plastic pollution, the role of collective action and international agreement, is a free online briefing offered by Financial Times Live in partnership with Global Partners for Plastic Circularity. The event takes place Thursday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. BST. Learn more and register with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video, as mentioned earlier, from our FIA Boca coverage. Nodal CEO Paul Cosenza explains how Nodal is growing as part of the Eurex family. Paul Cosenza, chairman and CEO of Nodal Exchange and Nodal Clear, was interviewed by John Lothian News at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, about Nodal's growth from a startup in 2009 and the ways it operates as a clearinghouse and collaborator to introduce products. Cosenza discussed the interconnected markets of natural gas and electric power and how geopolitical forces and the weather are shaping those markets, making Nodal Exchange's risk management role important. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Fortune. The headline, "We may be looking at the end of capitalism. One of the world's oldest and largest investment banks warns greed inflation has gone too far. When costs go up, so do profits. That's not how capitalism is supposed to work. But that is the recent trend. For over a year now, consumers and businesses both in the U.S. and worldwide have struggled with stubborn inflation. But the soaring costs haven't prevented corporations from raking in record profits. The companies in last year's Fortune 500 alone generated an all-time high $1.8 trillion in profit on $16.1 trillion in revenue. Voices largely on the left of the political spectrum have been sounding the alarm on this. Think Bernie Sanders in Congress or John Stewart's recent grilling of former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers. But now an economist at one of the world's oldest and greatest investment banks is singing the same tune." My comment: I love hyperbole. I think this might be the end of hyperbole. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, "No doubt Wall Street Journal reporter is wrongfully detained by Russia, U.S. says. Comments by Anthony Blinken come as State Department aims to step up efforts to obtain release of Evan Gershkovich. The U.S. State Department is preparing to declare American journalist Evan Gershkovich wrongly detained, a designation that will escalate Washington's efforts to secure his release. In my own mind, there is no doubt he's been wrongfully detained by Russia, Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters in Brussels on Wednesday. However, the U.S. must complete the appropriate procedures to make that designation official. My comment, let Evan go. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Forbes, the 25 richest people in the world, 2023. Second was four takeaways from Chicago's mayoral election between Paul Vallis and Brandon Johnson from the Chicago Sun-Times. Third was Chicago elects tax proponent Progressive Johnson as mayor from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Scaramucci's Skybridge Capital was spiraling, and then came FTX. The hedge fund's bad crypto bets and a reputational hit from its partnership with Sam Bankman-Fried have investors looking for the exit. On January 31st, Anthony Scaramucci sat on stage at a hedge fund conference in Miami, answering questions about, among other things, his former business partner, Sam Bankman-Fried. 7 weeks earlier, Bankman-Fried had been arrested for allegedly stealing billions of dollars from clients of FTX, the crypto brokerage he founded. A few months before that, he'd bought a 30% stake in Scaramucci's Skybridge Capital, which earns fees by investing in hedge funds and digital assets. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, China clears path for foreign investors to $5 trillion swaps market. Access to connect hedging mechanism comes after $126 billion debt sell-off. China's delayed swap connect scheme has won regulatory approval and is set to connect within months, opening up a $5 trillion swaps market to foreign investors, needing to hedge their exposure to renminbi debt. Final rules for the program were recently agreed by China and Hong Kong authorities, three people familiar with the matter told the Financial Times. And then here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Loan market faces more regulation as overlooked lawsuit heats up. SEC is reviewing whether loans are essentially securities. Case is becoming closely watched, industry lawyer says. A lawsuit that went unnoticed by many debt markets professionals for years is getting more attention after a U.S. appeals court asked rulemakers to weigh in on whether leveraged loans should be regulated more like bonds. If judges decide in favor of treating the loans like securities, the $1.4 trillion market might face a series of sweeping changes. Banks selling the debt would have to overhaul their disclosure practices and build systems to speed their trading because bonds have to settle faster, among other shifts. Oh, here's one more story. What the heck? The headline from Bloomberg. Jane Street, Tower, and Radix are unnamed VIPs in Binance case. Jane Street Group, Tower Research Capital, and Radix Trading are the three unidentified trading firms cited as VIP clients of Binance Holdings Limited in a top U.S. regulator's lawsuit against the cryptocurrency exchange, according to people with direct knowledge of the matter. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission last week accused Binance of sham compliance with U.S. derivatives regulations, including failing to keep Americans off its exchange as promised and not registering with the regulator. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.